What's up, podcast? Happy Tuesday. I hope you had a nice weekend. Yo, guys, so today... So, by the way, I've been loving my acoustic guitar. I'm in love with it. I love it. Freaking love it, man. Today, I'm doing something crazy, man. I've mentioned this before. I'm going to the church. Today's the first day of the church recording date. I have this whole... It's not really like a church, like with like... You know, Jesus with like the rows of seats, right? It's not like that. It's like kind of like an empty... It's like a venue. It's like part of a church or something like that. I just had an apple. And I'm going to have the whole place to myself from 7 p.m. to like 11 p.m. tonight. And I'm really pumped, man. I'm recording 6 songs. A very acoustic guitar and nylon guitar focused. My goal is to get the guitars done today. And maybe the vocal. I'll start tackling maybe some of the vocals. That'd be great if I could do that. But I've been so prepared for it, doing the tempo maps. Oh my God, man. So I went to every song and decided very carefully what the starting tempo was going to be. And then, it requires you to know your song super well, just like the energy of it and how it flows throughout. And, you know, bring it slower and quieter, subtly. So if a song starts at like 93 BPM... Maybe it speeds up a little bit, so I bring it to like 94, then 95, and then when the next riff kicks in, it's at like 98. It's like a little more hasty, and then it slows down a little bit back to 96 to back down to 94. The second verse maybe like 1 or 2 BPM faster than the first verse, right? And then, you know, so there's that. It all depends on the song. I have this crazy song where it's like, I don't even know if I want to talk about it, but it's crazy, okay? Because... You know what? I kind of don't want to talk about it. But I'll say this. The riff, so it starts in like 95 BPM, and then like a quarter of the way through the riff, it goes down to like 94, and then like 91, and then 93, and then back up to like 96 or 95, wherever it started. It's like right? It's like weird as hell, but that's like what the sound I want to go for. But anyways, I had to go in and do that manually. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm gonna put software, I'm gonna put, you know, strings on it. My friend Robert's gonna score strings on it, and I'm gonna put some percussion on it too, probably some software percussion, like if I can do timpani, that'd be awesome. But otherwise, some kind of just like sounds, right? Some kind of like a kick drum or some, I don't know what I'm gonna do yet, okay? But I'm really excited, man. I've come a long way with production and arranging and mixing, especially. That's going really well. I've been mixing people like nonstop. It's awesome. Keeping super busy. I love it. I love helping other people bring the songs to life. I just mixed this guy, and what he said in response was so awesome. Look what he said. This is what he said. I woke up to this today. He goes, Dan, wow. It's sounding amazing. I'm floored at how clean it is. You clearly know what you're doing. Thanks again for being willing to do this. And he had some points, like the guitar, I feel like could probably like come out a little bit more, you know, like little preference things. I absolutely love the way the chorus guitar like naturally fits with the rest of the mix. Great job on lowering the volume on that. I'm shocked that this is the same recording. It really goes to show how much you know what you're doing. It's been really fun to listen to it and compare. Thanks so much. Feel free to take artistic freedoms with anything, any further points. Man, so awesome, man. I'm getting like a good amount of that, you know, that kind of responses, and that's super, super exciting. And this other guy that I mixed for, his like friend is like starting a studio, and he needs mixing engineers on his team, so he's going to put me on that team and hopefully send me some clients. And it really is like a relationship thing, man, like connections. That's like what I'm starting to feel out. I've always known that was true, but ever since I've been putting myself out there like a year and a half ago, I've been really seeing that more and more. And now that I'm kind of going wide, like I'm not just like producing songs. I'm also like mixing for other people and like recording for other people. That needs to build a little bit more. But now that I've added like another thing to like my arsenal of skills, I can feel like the connections kind of breeding, you know? But I'm really excited for tonight. I'll let you know how it goes. I'll probably take some pictures. I'm going to be all by myself, so I might take some phone pictures or something like that. But I'm really excited to have the whole damn place to myself. And just, it's like a really nice reverbic room, and I'm excited to capture some natural reverb. And I got my AC4040 new microphone. I got my Bluebird mic. So I'm going to have two nice condensers capturing it. I can't wait to show you guys what the guitar sounds like, what the guitars sound like, and the vocals and everything, man. But yeah, the tempo maps was a lot of work. I highly recommend it though. It's kind of a necessary when you're, if you're going to overlay some software stuff over it. Like I said, Robert's scoring the strings. So, the strings have to be assigned to a tempo, and no matter what kind of tempo changes you have, it'll like adjust accordingly. So it's awesome. I'm really excited. I'll give you guys some updates on Thursday. Okay. Have a great rest of your day. Peace out, guys. Love you all. See ya.